I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and did you know that October is Cybersecurity Month? And of course, the Better Business Bureau has some home cybersecurity guidance to help all of us protect our digital lives. And with me today is someone you've heard before on Radio St. Pete, Brian Oglesby. He's the Director of Public Relations and Outreach of the Better Business Bureau serving West Florida. Welcome back, Brian.
Hello, Annette. Thanks for having us.
Well, before we start on the tips, just tell us briefly what the Better Business Bureau does.
So the Better Business Bureau is an information source for both consumers and businesses. It's a resource that they can both use to either check on companies, make sure they're finding legitimate businesses they can trust, be aware of bad actors or scams, and then also a resource for small businesses to have information to help their business grow and become better businesses.
And I think that the Better Business Bureau serving West Florida covers 11 counties, right? Which counties do you cover?
Yes, so our office of serving West Florida is based physically in Pinellas County, Clearwater, Florida, serving the counties from Hernando down to Collier County. What that simply means is that we manage the data on the businesses that are physically located in those counties. The BBB brand serves all of North America. So if you're a consumer or business needing assistance, no matter where you're located, you can contact BBB and receive that assistance at BBB.org, which is a national database of all BBBs working together as one, providing that information that both consumers and businesses should need out there in the marketplace.
Well, you know, I was watching the Today Show this week, and they showed these crazy AI TikToks that have been created showing that there's an intruder living in a home, and there's all kinds of, swatting and things going on. Is cybersecurity becoming a bigger issue every day for people of all ages, Brian?
It is. You know, there's a lot more technology nowadays. We're using a lot more things, and not just our computer we have to protect anymore. In this case, our alert is really focusing on your home and protecting all those electronics in your home and those vulnerabilities and making sure you're securing them and you're just doing due diligence to keep cyber attacks from happening to you, whether it be on your phone, your computer, those cameras in your home, that smart refrigerator now. No matter what it is, you have things in place to help protect you and help keep these attacks from happening.
I know that, yeah, I don't want to be hearing from Siri that somebody's listening in on me. I mean, really, when you think about it, it's thermostats, it's the home assistants. There's really nothing, and it's really hard to disable it. So let's get right into the tips that you've offered, all very consumer-friendly. So tip number one, tell us about securing your home network.
Yeah, so when you secure your home network, you want to always start with setting that strong router login credential. A lot of us will think, oh, we want it easy, we want to remember that password, but that main login to your router where everything connects to, you want that a long and strong password. You don't want people to try and figure it out, and you want it only for you and your family to know that password to log in. And then if you have that guest network, keep that separate for your guests, for people that you need to give a password to, and that's a separate network that guests can log into, and that way you're separating the two and you limit that vulnerability.
You know, I don't think people realize when they're out shopping at stores or things like that and they go into a Wi-Fi, you know, it says guest Wi-Fi. Not many of those places have a firewall, you know, so folks, when you're really out and about, it's not just at home. You really need to think about the fact, do you want anybody being able to access your information? So tip number two is also excellent. You talk about complete regular software and firmware updates. Tell us about that.
Yes, you always want to make sure your software and even your firmware are up to date. You don't want to neglect those. And a lot of times you get the pop-ups and you'll say, remind me later. And it's real important to update all of your devices. Especially if you're also someone who works from home. That's another potential vulnerability because you're doing work things from home and you want to update all those software and firmware updates, whether it be in your personal scenario or your work environment. Set those reminders for the updates on your computers, even on your smartphones, those antivirus softwares, your gaming systems, the smart televisions, everything, your phone, your tablet applications. Make sure that you're updating those because that's the key importance to make sure these updates are aware of the latest hacks happening and they can protect you from those cybersecurity attacks that are happening out there every day.
I know that my malware has found, I think on a daily basis, has identified things. And I think adding to that is look at what URLs you're opening. Make sure there's an HTTPS, that it is not just a phish software. So, folks, that's another thing. Tip number three, as we talk about home cybersecurity guidance with the BBB, this is really important. You got to protect your smart home devices. Tell us about that, Brian.
Yeah, so each of those devices will require a login and a password for access and management. So when you're using your home and all these smart technologies, those logins are going to add up. And you want to keep those accounts organized and keep them secure with a password manager. Really look for a good quality password manager to manage all those different passwords, because you do not want to use the same password for all those devices. You want to use a long and strong passwords. Use phrases that relate to the device. Don't just use ABC123 or your name. You want to use something that people cannot get in and hack through a simple password. You also want to enable on devices that multi-factor authentication. That's where when you go to log into a device, it's going to send a code to your cell phone and have you type in that code on that device in order to log in fully. So if the device allows it, set up that multi-factor authentication as well. And then also retire and get rid of any unsupported hardware out there. So if you have links to things that you're no longer using or no longer there, but the link is still there, make sure you delete that and get rid of those vulnerabilities as well.
You know, one of the things I heard is really a good one. What is your favorite theme song? And take the initials of like the first two lyrics, and that's a really great strong password, plus you'll remember it because you have a favorite song. So that's kind of like a clinky-dink thing to do. You know, promoting family education and safety practice, and in particular with seniors, I know that I always tell my mom, you know, don't just go online, don't just pick up a phone and start talking and say the word yes, because it could be used for something else. This is so important. Tell us what you suggest.
Yeah, so when it comes to family, especially your children, you want to have conversations with them. You want to make sure they're aware that there are online scams and how to identify them. You can use BBB.org as a resource. There's tons of scam information on there. So the tools are there available to help you through that process. Set those ground rules for online communication, especially with strangers. If your kids are playing with gaming devices online, who are they engaging with? Make sure they're not giving up any personal information if it's asked of them. And set those expectations for what can and cannot be shared online with your children, with your family members. And then also, as important, is enable parental controls. Those parental controls can be implemented on several devices, like the computers, the tablets, the gaming devices, and look into the safe browsing tools. That's very important. That's a good way to see what your kids are getting into, and ways to shut things off and keep them from accessing things they should not access as well. There's many different resources out there. In addition to BBB.org, you have governmental resources, you have nonprofit resources. So just doing a simple search online, helping you enable these practices, you're going to find these resources, and they're going to help guide you through the detailed steps that we don't have the time to go into on this interview today, obviously.
Absolutely. And, you know, it is Mental Health Awareness Month. And, of course, ChatGPT is infiltrating and replacing friendships with not just teenagers, but even school children. So you want to make sure that you really know what your children are using. And, you know, personally, I don't think AI and ChatGPT should be used at all. But you do need to know, and you need to have those conversations with your children, because there have been increased suicide risk with that. So then finally, this is so important. Know what the trusted resources from federal and nonprofit organizations, and even in your search, you're going to eventually get AI, then Quorum, and then Reddit. So know how to do this. Talk to us about trusted sources, Brian.
Yeah, so you always have your government trusted sources like the Federal Trade Commission, the National Institute of Standards and Technology provides resources, the Federal Communications Commissions, you know, you have your FBI, your Internet Crime Complaint Center, the IC3. So these are all, Department of Justice, are all legitimate government resources that provide detailed resources on protecting yourself with cybersecurity. There's also many non-for-profits like a Savvy Cyber Kids Club, which is 501c3 non-for-profit. And again, all of these are listed, these resources, on our headquartered website for cybersecurity, which is bbb.org/cybersecurity. So when you go to that headquartered website of BBB Cybersecurity Information page, you're going to get a plethora of information, resources, links to additional resources, and all the tools you need to protect yourself and your family from being the victim of a cyber attack to your computer or your home in this case.
Well, Brian, Director of Public Relations and Outreach, this has been such an interesting conversation. We want to thank the Better Business Bureau serving West Florida and Brian for really helping us tune up our home cybersecurity vigilance. And consumers, you know what, protecting your digital life and looking at your digital footprint is so important. Brian, parting words for our Radio St. Pete audience before we sign off.
Yeah, so information is king. As a consumer, always stop for a minute, think about what's being asked of you. Never respond on the spot, especially to an email, a text message, or someone calling you. Use these resources. They're free resources. Contact the Better Business Bureau. Talk to family and friends. Doing those simple things are going to help protect you and save you from being the victim of a scam. Don't be reactive to these scam artists out there. Be responsive. Do that homework. Do that research and make smart decisions as consumers.
Thank you, Brian, for joining us today on Radio St. Pete. I'm your host, Annette Weiser. And folks, be sure to make sure you're not vulnerable. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Nanette.